Glory to God. Come on, God is good. So we've been speaking all year about change. And I don't know about you, but there have been changes in me. I said there have been changes in me. But I want more, right? I mean, if we're, the Bible talks about that we go before the Word of God like a mirror. And when we're looking and beholding in that mirror, that's really an interesting word. The word behold there means looking as in awe, just in wonder. Behold in the mirror, right? The glory of God. We're changed from image to image to image into His likeness, right? So His Word gives us the power to change. This is the month of Thanksgiving, November. And so all month we're going to talk about giving thanks. Giving thanks. It's so important. If you've got your Bibles, go to, and this is our key verse, it's written down here, but 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How many have ever struggled to know the will of God? I just want to know God's will. I absolutely, it seems like such a mystery. Sometimes, God, I just need to know the will of God. Well, I can tell you the will of God for you is for you to give thanks. Let me say that. It's for you to give thanks. When? Always. In all circumstances. No matter what you're going through, you can give thanks. Are you with me? Giving thanks. And I'll just say this. You can turn to 2 Samuel. And we're going to be in chapter 22. 2 Samuel 22. But I'll say this. There are characteristics of a thankful person that put them over in life. And then there's characteristics of a grumbling person that puts them down in life. I can guarantee you, everyone in this room would rather be around a thankful person than a grumbling person. I can tell you for sure that somebody who's thankful will attract people to them, and those that are grumbling and complaining all the time will push them away. And sometimes, why doesn't anybody like me? It could just be that you're not a thankful person. You know, you can be saved and unthankful. Even though the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, we have so much to be thankful for, but we can be a grumbly person in the midst of what God is doing. Or we can get back into the will of God and give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything. I may be going through something I don't like. I may be facing something that seems insurmountable to me. I may be even going through something that seems like it could be defeat in my life. In those moments, watch this. In those moments, it's more important to be thankful than in any other moment. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. Let me say that again. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. Even before something happens in our life, we have to be thankful that God's in our life in the situation. Are you with me? Giving thanks. Giving thanks. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, we're going to kind of do this a little bit differently, but I want to go to verse 50. And this is the psalm that David wrote right before he was taken off, right before he was dying. He knew he was dying. He knew he was gone. He knew he was out. But listen to what he says. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and I will sing praises to your name. I will give thanks to you among the Gentiles. What is that talking about? What application does it have for us today? When's the last time you thanked God for something in front of a non-believer? And I don't mean from a sense of I'm superior, I'm going to show off or whatever. No. But truly, I thank God for His love in my life. How many in this room have made Jesus the Lord of your life? I will give thanks to you in front of non-believers, Lord. I will give, in other words, I am happy that I'm saved and I'm thankful for what Jesus did for me. From a humble heart, from a heart that knows who I was before and who I am now, I will give thanks. I will give thanks. And I'm not talking about putting some airy thing on and being a weird Christian. You've run into weird Christians. I sympathize with weird Christians, but sometimes I don't like them very much. Because you don't have to be weird. God may be strange to you, but He's not weird. God may do some things that kind of, you know, blur your mind, but He's not weird. So when I'm saying that, gratefulness, if it becomes a habit in our life, will be an absolute outpouring of what God's done in our lives, so it will be a natural thing and it won't be something that's put on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for some of us, we got saved, and man, it was just like, woo, glory to God. I remember what I was like before, and I remember the moment that I gave Jesus my heart, and it changed me forever. So my vocabulary was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful for what He's done for me. I'm so grateful that I have a relationship with Him. I'm so grateful that I'm not lost anymore, but that I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And the world might hear, well, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give thanks to Jesus. You seem so happy. Well, it's Jesus. You seem like things are going well for you. It's Jesus. Even in the midst of struggles, in the midst of things that don't make sense, you've got to have a grateful heart. Yes. And we'll get to the scripture in a minute, but I just want to tell you a story. There was a Thanksgiving night, as a matter of fact. And we'd been at my brother's house for Thanksgiving, and Renita had an absolute asthma attack. And because in my brother's house, somehow the gravy or something spilled onto the coils of the stove and filled with smoke. And so Renita was having this asthma attack, and we got home and it was late at night, maybe 10 o'clock at night. All of a sudden she couldn't breathe. And so we called 911 and they came, and for 20 minutes they were in the driveway trying to get a tube down her throat to help her breathe. And the whole time, you know, the kids and I are out there. I think it was sprinkling or raining a little bit. We're out there watching and nothing. And so what happened was the ambulance, the one of the paramedics, he came out, he said, we're going to go code to the hospital. Don't try to follow us. So here I am. My wife's in an ambulance, that she's having trouble breathing. They can't do what they want to do, and I'm following them in my car, and I've got my two kids with me, and I'm following, and I was going, she shall live and not die. She shall live and not die. She shall live and not die. And then this feeling came upon me, and it was this. It was like, Lord, I've not known another person who has fought so hard to live all of her life than the one that's in that ambulance right now. And I thank you for her. But if it's better for her, now listen to me, if it's better for her and her situation, it would be better for her to go with you, I release her to you because I love her. I'm grateful for her. And I don't want to proclaim she shall live and not die because I don't want my life without her. I was thankful. In the midst of the pain, in the midst of the agony, in the midst of that car ride that Donnie and I, she's crying on the front row, remember so well, Lord, I want to be thankful in that moment. Are you with me? Because listen to me, this life sometimes does not make sense. And sometimes it's hard. And sometimes we can't understand why. That's where our faith says, I trust Him more than my feelings. And so in everything, I'm going to give thanks. Again, this was David at the end of his life, right? But watch this. Let's go back a few verses. This is kind of a story. And if you go through all of the psalm, it kind of describes his life and when things were good and when things weren't good and when people were against him and people weren't against him. This was the story of his life. And at the end of it, he said, but I give thanks. Isn't that something? I give thanks. And listen to this. To give thanks is the word yada in Hebrew. Not the Hebrew. I mean, doesn't look at, but it means the throwing out your hands in thanksgiving. In other words, it's not a, well, thanks God. You know that thanks can be different, right? And the way somebody thanks you can make all the difference in the world. You know, thanks a lot. That's Thanksgiving, isn't it? Or, you know, thanks Mom. Thanks Dad. Or that time when somebody does something so special for you, so undeserved, so incredible that you go, you don't know what you've done for me. You don't have any idea how that goes to the core of my heart. And I just want to thank you. And in the back of your mind, you're going, if there's ever anything I can do for this person, I'm going to do it because they've done so much for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's a picture of Yadah. But watch this. And again, the story ended with, I will give thanks. But listen, the first one says, David spoke to the Lord the words of this song the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. He's saying, I went through some things, but you were with me. I faced some enemies, but you were with me. I went through something where I was in a cave fleeing from a man who I'd given my heart to, I've given my life to, who I stood up for, who I had nothing but respect for and honor for. I was hiding in a cave from him. But I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, because in the cave you were with me. When I killed Goliath, you were with me. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your mercy. But did you know that he was giving thanks in his heart before he went out?
Yes.
Not just after he went out. See, having a heart full of thanksgiving means I'm ready for battle because I know that God is with me and I'm thankful that he's with me and he's for me. With my whole heart, I will give thanks to the Lord. Yadah. Yadah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now go to verse 17. He sent from above and he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. How much praise and thanksgiving are we remembering about what the Lord has done for us? Where he's brought us out of. Where he's brought us into. I sought the Lord and he heard and he... I sought and he heard and he answered. When have you spent time? And I think that we should often, especially when circumstances are pushing against us, especially when it seems like he's far away, especially when, you know, it seems like this isn't what I planned. This isn't really what I signed up for, Lord. How many times do we look back and go, oh, but God. Oh, but God. I was lost in sin. I was captivated by me and by my flesh and by my desires. I was captivated, but you, God, reached out to me. I didn't reach out to you. You reached out to me and you sent somebody to witness to me. And you answered my prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not, thanks God, but God, from the core of who I am, my words are not adequate, my actions can never repay, but I want to thank you for what you've done for me. Come on. Now watch this. Even if we're going through circumstance, I think one of the hardest things are going through is like, Lord, my kids seem to be far from you. And then at some level they seem to be far from me because they're far from you. Right? It's like, Lord, how do I be thankful in that situation? I remember what God has done for me. Here's the way I say it oftentimes, Lord, if you could get through to me when I was at a place where God, if there is a God, where I was at a place where, you know, I grew up knowing about Jesus and all of that, but if you could get to me where I was at, then you can get to my kids. And it, the kid's calling right now. And listen, watch this. Watch this. If God could get through to them, and you thank God for getting through, and Lord, I give you praise that you're able to get through for them. I just thank you and praise you and honor you for your goodness and your mercy. Even in the face of my enemies, God is with me. Even at the height of my trial, God is with me. And what should be my response? Not thanking God for the trial or for the affliction or for anything, but I thank God that his presence is available to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In giving thanks, give thanks. Give thanks. Look at verse 29. It says, for you are my lamp, O Lord. Thou shalt enlighten my darkness. Think about that. This is David speaking, and he said, I'll give thanks because all of these things have come to pass in my life. You are my lamp, O Lord. What does that mean? Have you ever been in a totally dark place? You know, maybe at night, midnight, whatever, and the stars are the clouds, so that it's really dark. And so you know that if you walk forward, because I've been in the woods and different places where if I walk forward, I don't know where I'm going. So I'll take out my phone, hit the flashlight, and all of a sudden I can see. See, that's God in you. In the midst of your darkness, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. And he said he'd lead you into all truth. He is my lamp. Thank you, Lord. It's dark outside, God. It's dark. This isn't a good place where I am. It doesn't make sense to me. But I'm going to turn the light on, thanking you that you're with me, that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Give thanks. I love the song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Come on. Because He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust Him. Think about that for just a minute. Is He your shield? What does that mean? That means everything that the enemy throws at me, God's my strength. He's my shield. He's my fortress. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I don't see it right now, and I don't feel it right now, and it doesn't make sense to me right now. But I know that 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 you're with me. You've proven yourself to me over and over and over and over and over again. And I trust you. I thank you. How many have ever been in a place where you want to give up on you? I blew it. I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. I didn't do that right. Oh, God, especially the more mature you get. That means old. The older you get, the more you go, well, I should have done this. And if I'd only bought Microsoft when it was so beginning. And I lived in Seattle. Why didn't I? Mean, you know, if I'd only. And you get to that place where you go, you're so down on yourself that you can't thank God for His purposes in you. The Lord told me this one time. I was thinking about things and praying and really thinking about how I'd blown it in my life, right? And I should have done this, and I could have done that, and if I'd only done this. You probably don't have those conversations, but I was having that in my heart. And I felt like the Lord saying to me, do you know that I knew you'd be here before the foundation of the world was created? Well, that's kind of mind-blowing, but yeah, if you say so, I guess. He said, well, I called you from your mother's womb, and I called you to do what I purposed for you to do. And I knew that you'd be right here with all of your failures, all of your mistakes, all of your not wrongdoing. I knew you'd be right here right now. So I'm with you for your future because I've covered your past. So quit thinking about you and think about me in you. And be thankful that the Spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in my mortal body. Come on. Grateful. Thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 32 says, and again, this is all David speaking about his life and getting to the end of his life. And he's saying, I'll give him thanks. The verse 32, for who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and my power. He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. And He sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend the bow of bronze. You have given me a shield of your salvation, and your gentleness has made me great. You enlarge my path under me, so my feet did not slip. Thank you, Lord. This is the God whom you serve. This is the God who is with you. This is the God that's going to be with you tomorrow when you're facing what you're facing that doesn't make sense. But your access into the peace that He brings in the midst of the storm is to be grateful for what He's done and remind yourself of who He is. Not just who He is, but who He is to you. I said, who He is to you. Because He's for you. He's with you. He's not against you. Come on. It's so good. It's so good. We're not going to turn there for time's sake. But in Leviticus chapter 7, it talks about the trespass offering. In other words, it was under the old covenant and the Jewish law. It's like if you sin, there's a trespass offering that you brought. But in the midst of the trespass offering, there's a command to give a thanksgiving offering. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Did you know that the offering for sin is already done? Jesus doesn't get back on the cross every time you blow it. So we can be thanking God, and we should be thanking God all the time for the forgiveness of our sins, past, present, and future. Thank you, Lord, that I'm redeemed. Thank you, Lord, that I've been redeemed. Again, we sing song, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. Okay, that's great. But is your heart thankful for that? Or are you just giving, thanks, God? Or are you going, thanks a lot, God. You didn't do for me what I wanted you to do. This isn't my life the way I thought it would be. How come this happened? How come this? Thanks a lot, God. No, we need to give thanks from a grateful heart. A grateful heart. A grateful heart. He loves us. He loves us. And again, there's a lot of scriptures that I was going to go through, but for sake of time. It was really interesting when Nehemiah built the wall. It was really amazing when he did that because God spoke to his heart. He got with the king in Babylon and sent him out there. He's building the wall. And you think, well, that's a good thing. Well, there's a lot of people who didn't like it. In fact, it got to the point where they were building the wall with one hand and a sword in the other hand because of what resistance they were getting. But at the end, when it was completed, they got choirs together. And by clans and by tribes, they began to all over the wall. And they began to give thanks and praise unto the Lord. I think we need to give thanks to God when we have a victory. But I think we need to start giving thanks as we're going to victory. There's not anybody in here that's not going to end up in victory. There's nobody whose name Jesus is Lord that hasn't ended up in victory. You say, well, yeah, but my husband died too soon, or my child was taken from me, or you know, I went bankrupt, or whatever. I get it. And I get the feelings that are real. But here's the reality. If they knew Jesus, they're with him right now. And they're not in your past, they're in your future. And it doesn't matter what happens to me on this earth. I'm convinced that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And as Paul said, I'm betwixt two because I know it's better for you if I stay. But I want to go home. I want to be with him. I'm thankful that when I put this body to rest, that I'm going to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just a couple in the Psalms and then we might quote. Go to Psalm 107. Let's go to that one. Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Mercy endures forever. Next week, I think we'll talk about Jehoshaphat a little bit. But They sent the singers out first because they needed a plan and they were overwhelmed. But the thing that they said is, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. In that praise was thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for His mercy endures forever. I don't deserve this, but His mercy endures forever. We can't win the battle on our own, but thank You, Lord, that Your mercy endures forever. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Psalm 107, verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. I think it would behoove us to make this a habit in our lives.
Yes, come on.
Wake up in the morning. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. In other words, I've done everything to screw it up, but His mercy covers a multitude of sin. Oh, give thanks, for the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says this, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works of the children of men. Listen to that. Oh, I implore you. I know you've been through a rough spell, and I know things have happened, and your heart is sad, and I get it. But oh, that you would learn the secret of giving thanks.
Yes.
Even in the midst of this, even as you're going through this, because God is with you. God is for you. I can't answer the whys. I'm sorry. I can't tell you the whens. I can't tell you the hows. All I know is God is good. And He's for you. That's why we say it every week. That's why I've said it for 30 years in this pulpit. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Because His mercy has been made known to me. I can give thanks. Oh, that men. That's me. That as far as I'm concerned, as far as my house is concerned, and I train my kids this way. Give thanks. We're going to give thanks to God. We're going to thank God. We're going to be, come on. That's the lifestyle that we built. And you can too. I would say that it would be that you're not honoring what He's done for you if you're not in thanksgiving to Him. Thank You for this problem, Lord. I don't understand. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, Lord. But even if it doesn't work out the way I think it should, I'm going to thank You that at the end of the day, I can go to sleep at night because I know that You're with me and my future is secure.
Yes.
I'm not promising you that living a thankful life, you won't have any problems. That's not the case. In this world, Jesus said, watch this, you'll have tribulation. That's not a promise I like to quote. But I like the last part of it. But be of good cheer. Or have the right heart. Have the right attitude. Come on. Thanksgiving doesn't need just the demonstration or the act. It needs the right attitude with the act. Told prophet Isaiah, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That's what I want. That's what I want. All right, verse 21. Okay, I got to quit. Verse 21. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Now, verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare the works of His with rejoicing. Some people read this and go, oh, that means even in sacrificing time, even when times are hard, even when it doesn't make sense, I need to thank Him. Yes, you do. But this is different than that. This thanksgiving and the sacrifice of thanksgiving is the fact that on purpose, because of who God is, I'm going to offer up from my heart thanksgiving to God. Thank You, Lord. In everything, He said, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. Did you get something this morning? Come on, let's do it. Let's practice for Thanksgiving so that when the turkey's on the table and all your family's around, whoever you're with, and the prayer for Thanksgiving comes, it can be an outpouring of who you are rather than the situation that you're in. Amen? Father, we come before you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. You've been so good to me, Lord, and obviously I don't deserve it. I don't deserve anything that you've given to me by grace. You led me to you so many years ago. Everybody that's listening to my voice, whether it's online or in the room, they need Jesus. They need to have a personal, open, one-on-one relationship with Jesus. Some of us have had that relationship, but we got caught up in the things of life and maybe disappointments and maybe things didn't go our way and we've let resentment or bitterness or anything come in and we've walked away from you rather than toward you. And this morning, Lord, I'm just asking that you would drop into their heart the seed of what I'm saying today. And if that's you this morning and either you've never met Jesus or you've kind of walked away from him or asked too many times the whys, the what's, the hows, and I forgot to just thank him for who he is. If that's you this morning, I just want you to settle that in your heart because God's speaking to you. He's telling you he loves you. He's telling you that he wants you. He's telling you that he wants to have a personal relationship with you. If that's you this morning, either online or in the room, I just want you to spend a moment with him right now, just a few seconds, and say, Jesus, I love you because you love me. Jesus, come. Fill my heart. Forgive me for my being ungrateful for your provision, ungrateful for your love. But I'm turning that around right now. I choose to have a grateful heart because of what you've done for me. Jesus, become my Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Make me right with you. Thank you, Lord. I'm running back to your arms. I choose this day to give you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.